It is May 6th. And whatnot.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
What's up?
Glad you're alert, awake, and alive.
I don't know about alert or awake.
However, but you're alive.
Definitely alive.
Glad to hear it. You were out late last night.
Heart is beating barely because Brandon Flowers took it away.
Oh my gosh.
Stole my heart and ran away back to Las Vegas with it.
Yeah, so yesterday was Edge Fest.
Yesterday was Edge Fest, and I didn't just go see the Killers. I went for all of them. I'm mildly sunburned.
Uh-huh. But you can't tell because you're brown.
Yeah.
So that's
exactly.
Good.
Must be nice for me. Lucky me.
Yeah, lucky you.
I'm just in pain and no one knows it. But, so I stayed. I got to see some shiny toy guns.
Yeah.
And then Cake was there.
Yep.
Loved some Cake. Bad Religion was there. And then the whole night ended with the Killers.
It was good?
I think good is an understatement.
Was it?
I can't exaggerate how good the Killers were.
That's great. I've never seen them. One of my favorite.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we human?
Ugh.
Or are we dancer?
Hello.
Good morning, guys. It's Matt from Albuquerque.
Hey, buddy.
Albuquerque.
Good to hear from you.
At least
I still have some real friends.
You guys seem late this morning.
Totally are.
So did you have fun yesterday, Mitch, at Edge Fest?
I totally did. I did. And it was like I sacrificed a little bit because the food was like $18 for a burger.
So what?
I'm just kidding. It was $11 for a burger.
That's still outrageous.
I know. I had to exaggerate for $7. But $11 for a burger. So I was hungry for 9 hours because I was there for 9 hours.
Whoa.
I think more than that, actually.
Yeah, I was actually in the area with my family. We were going in our, brand new gray Nissan to Sam's Club in the area. I think it's on Renaissance.
Yeah.
And the thing is we saw that stuff in the parking lot. I'm like, what is going on over there?
Oh, it was the Killer. Brandon Flowers was in the area. And everyone went over there, too.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's what that stuff was over there. I'm like, huh, I wonder what's going on.
That's what was going on, buddy.
That's what it was.
I thought it was just a car wreck or something.
That's a big car wreck.
Wow. And something to totally laugh at.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've seen a car wreck before, guys.
That's
been like that before.
All right.
Wow.
So what can we play for you?
Let's see this morning. Some Thrice. And then we'll put that out to Sean Siegler, my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice.
It's good when you have best
friends. Do that.
It is, because before middle school, I never actually had a best friend. He was the first one that got to it.
Hey!
I can't believe that. He's one from second grade, but anyways.
There you go. Well, all right, buddy.
Well.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great evening.
All right, you too.
It's not even evening.
Evening.
Skipping right through that day.
It's like 6 o'clock, and it looks like it could be 6 p.m. out there.
That makes sense. That's why I'm so tired.
Is it 6 p.m. yet? Time to go home?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We do not go home at 6 p.m. We go home way earlier than that.
Not this week, however, because this week...
Oh, you're right.
Spring Bling!
Woo!
Our 3-day fundraiser is coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and your chance to come alongside this ministry. If you love this show, if you love the station, if you're a fan of Shock Therapy Live or Surge or any of the other things we do here on the station, and you would just like to see us continue to do the things we do.
Yeah, well, we actually got a question on Facebook from Tina saying, when are we going to have some Christian rock concerts in Albuquerque? And I replied, well, I had a nice response.
Yeah.
But it's also because we are listener-supported radio station and need your funding to, one, stay on air and to have cool events.
Yeah, to rock rad events like that because, you got to support those things.
Yeah, and so, listener supported, which means we rely on you.
We are having a birthday party coming up in June with House of Heroes and Come Wind going down at the Lobo Theater June 14th. So I'm really excited about that.
Me too.
We do have a rock concert on the horizon. But sadly, a lot of shows don't come through Albuquerque anymore because of lack of support.
Right.
A lot of bands, they have to try and route through different places. And Albuquerque is one of those places that it's hard to route through.
Right. Okay. I saw the Killers last night. They've been a band for around 11 years.
Yeah.
This is their first time to New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I I wouldn't miss it because chances of them ever returning, slim.
Right.
So I had to go see them.
Well, and it's hard to route through here and then also
Denver just, and all the places that actually do sell out.
Yeah, that actually support bands. Yeah. So that could be a reason why. So who knows? You never know. Mm-hmm. Support us. You can do so at mystaticradio.com. It's quick, it's easy, and
useful.
Yes. And then we get to do fun stuff. We're still going to continue to do fun stuff.
It's just a little bit more difficult without your support.
Yeah, there you go. MyStaticRadio.com for all the details on that. Right now, going out to Sean Siegler. Thrice. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Least of these, Joyful Noise. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Static.
Hey, so I gotta tell you guys, Steve-O, you literally saved my life twice on Tuesday.
Saved it?
Yeah, saved it.
Twice.
That's a big deal.
Okay, I have to hear this story.
I was working graveyard the night before, so I was driving home from work, and the Paper Tongues was playing, and I fell asleep driving, and then after the song was over, you go, Static! And that woke me up, right?
Right.
Wow. Okay. You're welcome.
So, and then it happened again. You guys started talking about finances and Dave Ramsey and stuff. Uh-huh. Fell asleep again. And then you yelled something, and I woke up.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, basically, in the mornings, I should just yell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beautiful.
So, now when you guys are trying to tell people they need to, like, donate money to the station, tell them you guys save people's lives, too.
There it is. That's perfect.
Legitimate.
We're saving lives, literally.
Literally.
I love it.
All right.
Well, thanks, man. Glad you're alive. All right. Later. 505-338-3700.
So that's a reason you can donate.
Static! That's all. I'm just going to start doing that
you
randomly.
You really just scared me.
Well, yeah. I woke you up, right?
No. Did you scared me. Okay, that made my stomach hurt. It's okay.
Static!
Oh, my gosh.
I just...
Steven!
I care about the people. I don't want anybody to fall asleep while driving. You know, we kind of play chill music sometimes.
Yeah.
It can just static!
Oh, my gosh.
No?
I want you to stop.
Okay. To really start. Static!
Oh, my gosh. If I had the hiccups, this would be okay. I do not. I'm going to throw up the coffee I just drank because you're scaring me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
Shh. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. I'm so nervous.
Shh.
No, I have 4 minutes.
Static!
Oh my gosh. You think you're so funny. And I hate it.
Oh, man. Okay, no more. I really won't.
Look, you promise?
Yeah. I can't make promises. We're saving lives, Michelle. All right? This is a way to save lives. So, yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got breaking news.
Yes, it's true.
Did you see Iron Man 1 at the box office this weekend?
But weren't they at like $300,000 million?
Dude.
Before they even opened?
Well, that was...
in pre-sale?
Yeah, overseas.
Oh, okay.
They have hit $500 million overseas.
Oh my gosh.
Opened early overseas, then they started it here. More than $175 million came in Friday and Saturday.
Say it again.
$175 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, so needless to say, I'm sure Disney is trying to finagle how they will get Robert Downey Jr. back because his contract's done.
Oh, and do you think he was... Oh, I guess he is the reason because it's his movie. Okay.
Yeah, he's the reason.
It's his movie, I forgot.
I just realized you haven't seen the Iron Man movie.
No.
So you don't understand the brilliance that is Robert Downey Jr.
No, I haven't seen them. I'm sorry.
I don't know that I would see... Because Marvel has said they're going to go on. They're going to keep making Iron Man movies.
Why would they do that?
They're going to continue to use Iron Man in the Avengers, obviously. But he's done. He doesn't have to do the Avengers 2.
But does he want to?
He is actually, in interviews, kind of... Sounds like he kind of doesn't want to.
Hmm.
Like, he's an actor, and he wants to, like, make film.
Besides being Sherlock Holmes, what else is he doing?
No, I don't know. That's the thing is he can't do anything because of Sherlock and because of those big franchises. Yeah. And so now he's freed up to do anything and everything he wants. Yeah. More than $175 million.
He'll be back.
Friday and Saturday. That's
he'll do it.
That's the second greatest all time.
He'll do it.
Avengers, of course, number one. Number two. I saw it this weekend.
Did you cry? It was so good.
I didn't cry, actually, no.
Oh.
I didn't cry.
I think I might cry because that one scene in the trailer looked really intense and like
it's really intense. Yes, there have been complaints. Like some people are like, "It sucks."
I haven't heard that from anyone.
Really, I've heard that from more people than I've heard that they loved it.
Really,
and it just freaks me out. Most of whom are not comic book people. Most of whom don't know what they're talking about.
Okay,
there's a lot of Tony Stark in this one. There's not a whole lot of Iron Man. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't be upset.
It's a great film.
So it's more like
my 7 and 9 year old thought it was fantastic.
Is it more like character development?
Yeah, absolutely.
Throughout this entire thing?
But if my 7 and 9 year old, who are like
seven and
children,
nine?
And just want to see Iron Man punch things, absolutely loved it and thought it was great and just super loved Tony Stark, I think he can get past it. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Oh man. It really is. So.
I was told that I should definitely watch the first one. Take a nap for the second one.
What?
And then watch the third one.
Let me guess, your brother-in-law.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do, because he's a movie snob, and he makes me crazy. You should see the second one. The second one's pretty good.
They just look so corny. They're corny.
I mean, they're superhero movies. What are you talking about?
I don't feel...
It just looks so cheesy. I mean, this guy in a metal robot suit flying around. It's just so not realistic. So not realistic.
Unrealistic.
Yeah, just not. Lack of realism there.
I just can't even imagine that happening.
Depth. Yeah. I'm really glad Robert Downey Jr. took the role because originally Tom Cruise was tapped for
that would have been awful.
Iron Man. Yeah.
Makes me angry and my stomach hurt.
Marvel was on the right track because they said they need somebody with drawing power, somebody with star power, and they just didn't think Robert Downey Jr. could really carry that kind of star power back then. Because back then, that was before Sherlock, that was before any of those. He wasn't a star. He was still like battling drug addiction.
Right.
Which is kind of ironic. Because that's exactly what Tony Stark, like in the comics anyways, they don't really, they still haven't really touched on his, like, he was an alcoholic.
His background.
You know, yeah. And backstory. So, you know, this genius with issues, turns out that's Robert Downey Jr. in real life. So
really easy part for him to play.
It worked out. Anyways, it is 6:31.
No,
are
no,
you
no.
ready?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, because it's 6:31.
No. Breaking news. Paul Templer can say this with absolute certainty. Time passes very slowly when you're in a hippo's mouth.
Right? Wait, what?
Paul knows firsthand. He was attacked by a hippo years ago while paddling on a river in Zambia.
Ooh, I like Zambia.
Zambia.
Yeah. Zambia, probably.
Zambia.
But I like Zambia. That's awesome.
Is that how you really say it? Zambia?
I'm thinking it's not Zambia.
I like Zambia.
Yeah, me too, because there'd be like an island of zombies. That's where we keep them all.
Where
eventually, you know, they don't breathe. So eventually they could just walk into the ocean under the water and just keep walking.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's nothing to stop them.
You're so right.
Because they don't have lungs. They won't, like, drown.
Right.
Right.
You are so right.
Yeah. Except eventually they'd probably fall into the abyss, like the movie.
I didn't see that movie.
Yeah. It's really deep water.
Paddling on a river in Zambia. Zambia.
I like Zambia.
Where he worked as a tour guide. Paul tells the Guardian newspaper. Is that real?
Guardian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the UK, I believe. Oh,
okay.
Right?
He says, I seemed to be trapped in something slimy. There was a terrible sulfurous smell, like rotten eggs, and a tremendous pressure against my chest. It was only then that I realized I was underwater, trapped up to my waist in his mouth.
Wow.
The hippo's mouth.
Hippo's mouths are crazy. They
mouses.
They chew up like all kinds of white marbles.
Most
is like they're really hungry. Hungry.
Yeah.
They're really hungry.
Hungry.
Hippos. Hungry. They come in all colors.
They do come in all
green,
colors.
Green,
pink,
purple,
blue.
I thought it was yellow.
Yellow.
How many hungry hippos are there?
There are four.
Yeah, I thought it was yellow.
I don't know the colors, but you're not letting me finish the story. This
orange,
is real life.
You glad I didn't let you finish the story?
No.
Okay, go. Just go.
Okay.
No, I mean, you can go.
Oh, okay. The hippo chomped into Paul with his huge teeth, leaving 40 puncture wounds. Paul says, the bull simply went berserk, throwing me into the air and catching me again, shaking me like a dog with a doll, and dragged him down to the bottom of the river where Paul, badly wounded and bleeding, believed he would die, but the hippo spat him out, and another guide was able to grab him and paddle to safety. 2 years later, Paul led an expedition down the same river, and as they drifted past the stretch where the attack had taken place, a huge hippo lurched out of the water next to his canoe. Paul says, I'd bet my life savings it was the same hippo, determined to have the final word. It's like Hook in the crocodile.
Yeah. Hippos are not like that. They're so kind and gentle, and you just feed them marbles, and they're fine. This guy is over-exaggerating.
Obviously. I mean,
obviously.
Most people don't die in Africa from hippos.
Right, that you know of.
That you know.
Because apparently it's very easy to all of a sudden be swallowed by a hippopotamus.
I know. Every time I saw hippos a few days ago while I was at the zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I kept thinking about how those things could really just kill me so fast.
Well, yeah, most of the animals there could.
Yeah, but hippos, dangerous.
Right.
Super dangerous.
Super dangerous. Soup's dange.
Soup's dange.
static! Okay, I just want to make sure that in case that story was boring for that guy, I don't want him to die.
Breaking news. It's Monday.
It really is.
If you're on your way to work, there is one thing I need you to do before starting your day.
What?
A simple thing that will instantly improve your problem-solving skills.
Wow.
In fact, a study that stressed out students who did this performed significantly better on a problem-solving test. Here's a secret. Grab a piece of paper and write a happy list.
Okay.
That's it. Just make a list of things you value and why, and the self-affirmation that results from the list will increase your creativity and insight.
I value my iPad.
That doesn't work.
It's a distraction for when your stories are boring. I value coffee. I haven't had any yet this morning, but I do value it because it gets me going. I value you as a co-host.
But you're not making... Are you writing this down?
This show would be way less gooder without you.
Are you writing this down?
I value comic books because they tell great stories.
I really think you need to get your priorities in line.
Artwork is fantastic. I also value this jacket because I got it on sale and
for
I'm not cold this morning.
$27.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I know you told me.
It's great. I also value a good night's sleep.
Did you get that?
No, not really, but I still value it, you know?
Okay.
It's my happy list.
Okay.
I value... I think I'm good. I think that's all I value.
Do you have anything else?
Nah. All right, my wife and kids.
Oh, my...
My good. Job. God.
So, is this, like... Okay, I'm about to get super nerdy. Is this, like, the Patronus... No, I can't remember. It's some charm in Harry Potter where, like, something happened and everyone that had died by the wand started coming out of the wand, like, Harry, hold on, it's okay. But, like, the most important was the last one.
Oh, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. The iPad was the least. Because the first shall be last and the last shall be.
I think you really dug yourself a hole.
I did. I gotta get my priorities straight.
Yeah.
I really should.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should do that.
Breaking news. A man in Maine was tasered by police after allegedly assaulting a man dressed in a stormtrooper.
Well, dude, he's part of the Empire.
And another man dressed as a Ghostbuster.
Okay.
Adam Barnes was arrested after assaulting the movie characters and threatening police. He was hosting in a... The Coast City Comics in Portland, Maine was hosting an event associated with Free Comic Book Day. About a dozen people were dressed in costumes such as Ghostbuster, Green Lantern, Stormtroopers from Star Wars, and Wonder Woman. Did you participate in Free Comic Book Day?
Is that even a question?
Yes. Did you?
Obviously.
How many comic books did you get?
Well, you only get 3 free comics at the store that I went to.
Why?
Each person.
Okay.
The line was insane, and it took us like an hour. And yeah, I worked all Saturday. Remember, I worked all Saturday.
How did you do that?
And then Little League, and then a minor break, and then another Little League game, and then I had to be here for announcements Saturday evening.
Yeah.
That was my Saturday. The, like, 1 hour. Oh, we going to Free Comic Day at the Zombies Day.
Did your boys get one?
Yeah, they got three.
Or get three?
Actually, we all got 4. because you get three each, and since we had Brody with us, they allotted him three books. So I'm like, all right, Jack, Luke, you guys each get one extra, and I'm going to take an extra one, too. Boom! Free comic day. It's the first Saturday in May. Like, Jack woke up Saturday and said, Dad, it's the first Saturday in May. Are they having another one this year? Is it free comic book day this year? Are they doing it? Are you taking us? Is it free comic book day? I said, yes, it is, son. Go
he knows.
Do good things at your baseball game. I got to work. But it's free comic book day. We have to go to free comic book day. But yeah, I took them.
I didn't know it was the first weekend in May.
Heck yeah. Every year.
And it really worked out for them this year.
It really did. So, yeah, free comic book day was this last Saturday.
And it was also Star Wars Day.
It was. It all happened to work out together.
Yeah.
And I learned that not a lot of Star Wars fans attend the Saturday evening service at Calvary Albuquerque.
Oh.
Because it said, May the 4th be with you.
And then them said, and also with you.
None of them said, and also with you, except that's not really.
I feel
that's
like it needs
Catholic.
To be.
That's more like Catholic oh, yeah. church. Like no one.
Too bad you weren't giving announcements at a Catholic church.
Then everybody would have said,
and also with you.
Yeah.
No, they don't resolve.
Oh, they don't? It. Oh, okay. Well, whatever, they should. It sounds better.
But the best news out of this story, you got Nate to shave his stash.
I did!
And I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Seriously, thank you.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
A little bit.
Yeah. Steve on Mitch?
In the morning.
Static. Clemency! Boys Choir. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve on Mitch hanging out with you. And hey, want to remind you guys, we do this every single weekday at 6:45 a.m. Celebrate birthdays. And if you would like to celebrate somebody's birthday, send us in a request. studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll give a birthday shout out and whatnot.
Today
maybe
is...
if you leave a phone number, we'll call them.
Ooh, I totally would.
I know.
And then I'd sing happy... Oh, we can't sing happy birthday.
No, we can't, because MJ's peeps own that.
Yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah, whatevs.
Today's May 6th.
Yeah!
Monday, May 6th.
Yeah.
That's the Monday part's less important.
How many days till my party?
There are 239 days remaining until...
I'll be there.
Party.
I'll be there.
It's only the 126th day of 2013.
Okay.
Hey, Stever.
Hey.
Welcome back, buddy. We missed you.
Oh, sure you did. Whatever.
Birthdays suck without you.
They do.
Oh, wait. What are you saying? I was trying to make them cool.
Oh, no.
I was trying to make them fun.
I'm sorry.
Only I can say that.
I was telling the truth.
Oh.
I cannot tell a lie.
All right. So this guy was portrayed by Denzel Washington on the big screen.
John Q.
No.
The Book of Eli.
No.
Eli, for sure.
Come on, man. True story.
True story. Denzel Washington. True story with Denzel Washington.
And it wasn't the guy who was in Glory.
Training Day guy.
No. Reuben Hurricane Carter. It's his birthday today.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, is he a basketball coach?
Nope. He was a
boxer.
White boxer. Yeah.
And Denzel
pulled it off really well.
I'm a little confused.
No, he was African
really?
American.
Okay.
I was going to say, in real life, really? I didn't know that.
No.
I believe
But it was a boxer who was imprisoned and later found to be innocent.
Ooh. Ooh.
So he was released from prison.
There you go.
Inspired the 1999 film The Hurricane. So Reuben Hurricane Carter's birthday today.
There
How
you
old
go.
Is he?
He is 62.
76.
Wow.
He is 76.
What? Did you?
Yes!
No!
No crossies!
Oh.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't like the way this day is starting.
I win.
This is terrible. You're awful. This is dreadful. Hey, by the way, happy birthday to Kristen as well.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Shout out to daughter Kristen.
That's
How
right.
old is Kristen?
No clue. They
okay.
tell us. 12?
13.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Just take those old records off.
It is Bob Seger's birthday today.
Oh, that's not as cool.
Are you kidding me?
Bob Seger's pretty good. He did this
Wasn't
song.
There someone else last week with that same last name?
Seger?
Yeah. Pete Seger.
Oh.
It was folk singer
Are
Pete Seger.
Are they related?
No.
No, because it's not even spelled the same.
Okay.
And Bob Seger's way cooler. Dude, come on. Risk your business.
You want a little? You want a little Bob Seger trivia?
Sure.
Yes.
The only number one song from Bob Seger
It's not this?
It is not.
Wow. I would assume with the movie, this would have been huge.
It's not Fire Lake. It's not...
What song is this from?
It's from Risky Business.
Risky Business, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Shakedown.
I don't even know what
from
that sounds like.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, okay.
Shakedown, Breakdown, You're Busted.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was some real pop song he made. Kind of sold out and went to number one.
Nice.
How old's Bob Seger today?
65.
82.
What?
Very close, Steve-O. He's 68 years old today, so you're close.
All right. Hey, also big old shout out to Hannah today, Hannah Thebes.
Ooh.
Really?
She's 8 years old today.
Hannah Thebes, happy birthday, Hannah.
I like this, getting real birthdays in between. This is good. Ooh, it's Prince George's birthday.
This is actually the national anthem for England.
Right. That's why I said Prince.
Yeah, but I think they have some other music.
It's Harry's birthday. It is
former Prime Minister
Tony Blair.
Tony Blair's birthday.
Tony Blair. Yes.
I know who that is.
Woo! The only Prime Minister I can name.
Margaret Thatcher, but you know she's.
She was the Prime Minister.
She was the. Wasn't she like the first Prime? What is she?
The first Prime Minister.
I don't know.
Get out!
Winston Churchill? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could say she was the first chick.
I think she really was.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
She wouldn't have liked that.
It's Tony Blair's birthday today.
He is 69 years
77.
old.
77.
Man.
He's probably like 54.
Have you guys seen him?
Not recently,
he's young looking, right?
He is 60 years old today.
60. Hey, come on. I was in the right
Tony.
Decade.
Sorry, Tony.
All right.
Almost. Oh, yeah.
I was going to play the Facts of Life theme, but I didn't think, you know,
I don't know this
either.
Give
it away.
Oh, okay.
Is this ER?
It's ER.
And she was from the Facts of Life also?
He?
There were dudes in the Facts of Life?
Yeah.
And were allowed to be on that show?
Played a boyfriend.
Oh, George Clooney.
George Clooney.
George Clooney. Happy birthday, George.
That's right. He's timeless. He doesn't have an age.
He doesn't.
Except he really does.
You really knew that was ER.
I really did.
Done.
I'm surprised.
Well, you know, they're Grey's Anatomy, ER, all that stuff.
My wife watched. She loved ER.
They probably TiVo General Hospital.
I used to have to watch it.
I feel
it.
Like
no,
it's
no.
a soap opera.
Well,
ER?
It is.
No, ER was the show I couldn't watch because I'm not good with blood. It's just like, and it's everywhere, and it's like... Oh, cool, that dude got mangled in the helicopter. Crazy, there's his arm. Like, I would, like, get ill.
So it's George Clooney's birthday.
Happy birthday, George. How old
52.
Is he?
52.
Dang, okay. 57.
Really? I thought he was, like, 49 or 52.
Wow. Okay, actually, it's 52.
He's 52! I'm just as good as I can't do it to the beat.
I'm just as good as
you. Works out. Thank you. You just did my theme song.
One, I'm really upset because you played the entire song for you, but you cut mine off halfway
through. That's because you were singing some weird, freaky song.
I win.
Yeah,
I was just saying
but you didn't win because now we're tied, girl. What now? Shoot. Okay.
Okay. This isn't the music from
I'm
that,
like,
but this.
Oh, I'm like Titanic.
But,
I know, I'm like,
He was an Ugly Betty. He was also in this show, which I really tried to get like a...
That was the theme song?
Yeah, I was like, what was that?
No, I was really
lost.
Trying to get... Yeah, it's Lost.
Oh!
It is?
Yeah. I was trying to get a good, you know, there's no real good cut of... Like,
joking.
Recognizable.
Yeah, no, it's...
Well, every time the Lost theme song would happen, that's what I would do, because it would just do the Lost, and that's all it would do.
I like that.
Let me help you out. He played Charles Widmore.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I don't know his name.
It was the dad.
Allendale. It's Allendale's birthday.
He was also in such hits as...
Really? You know something else he was in?
No. Oh. Wasn't he in Star Trek?
Not that I know of.
He was in
I don't know if I'm imagining the right person.
He's the old guy. He's a...
Old guy with short gray hair and squinty eyes.
Yeah. Widmore. He was the other's guy. Well, no.
He was
like the like Benjamin Linus. Remember, it was like his heated rival. It was the chick's dad.
Got it.
That dated Desmond. That was with Desmond. The dude.
You know, the guy
I know who Desmond is. I know.
You know the guy who played Desmond and played Jesus in the Gospel of John.
We're way off track.
But it's Alan Dale's birthday.
See another life, brother.
How old is Alan Dale?
He is 72.
68.
You should have stuck with what you were going to say.
67, I think.
No, 66.
Oh.
Okay.
You can't do that. Change your
All right. She was just the executive producer, I think. Something like that for the Bible. And
Roma Downey.
Roma Downey. Touched by an Angel.
Wow.
Roma Downey's birthday?
54.
46.
She'll be 54 next year.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
And star of Precious.
Of course.
Precious. Oh, that. I don't know her name.
Gabourey's. Zidibby? Something like that.
You're rude, Michelle.
I don't know what she...
I don't know her name either.
What's her name?
It's right in front of me.
No, I know, but Michelle was doing charades in here.
Gabourey Zidibby? I don't know.
Yeah.
She is 23.
She is 29.
I'm not even sure this was... she's 30.
Oh.
Is that the star?
Yeah.
That'd be the star.
I'm sure.
All right.
Oh, right, because that's younger than you. She's not younger than
no.
you.
No.
Man, I should have guessed. Well, I didn't think about it.
Was that it for birthdays?
No. We got a birthday and an inanimate object.
Ooh, okay.
It's on.
It's baseball. It's baseball.
Yeah, formerly of the San Francisco Giants.
Barry Bonds. Jeff Kent.
I think the San Francisco Giants.
You think? Or is it like Tony Gwynn? You're like, wait, it's the Padres.
No, it's not the Padres.
Tony Gwynn Jr. played Friday night at Isotopes Park.
Steve-O, when you're in the outfield and you make a catch underhanded? Really? You don't know
people
that.
People cheer.
You know, like, not with the glove up, but with the glove down.
Yeah.
In the basket.
I know, but...
What is that called?
Was it like a diving catch? What are we talking about here?
Today's Willie Mays' birthday.
Over the shoulder?
No, Willie Mays in the basket.
Yeah.
Willie Mays...
Okay.
Willie Mays' birthday.
He is. Willie Mays was a fantastic baseball player. And he did. Okay.
Well, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
So.
But he's definitely retired and in the Hall of Fame. And, So I'm going to say, dude's getting up there. Because Willie Mays is the godfather of Barry Bonds.
Was I right? San Francisco.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's that?
Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
He played for the Giants and did a lot of steroids.
Oh, that's nice.
And he used to be skinny like me, and now he looks like my brother.
Well.
Imagine how that works.
Wasn't Barry Bonds a bat boy? Like when Willie Mays was...
I think so.
Like his dad was playing that.
How old is he?
Yeah. Bobby.
So anyway, it's Willie Mays' birthday. Anyone?
72.
He is 68.
He would give you both a hug.
He's in his 80s?
82.
Wow, Willie Mays is 82. Yeah.
Does that mean we tied today?
Okay, inanimate
We're
object.
Equals.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready for inanimate
we
object?
Are.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
More baseball.
Yeah.
Today's the birthday of the glove.
No.
On this day, they invented the glove.
Of the wooden bat.
Let me get the date. I don't know if the date will give you a hint or not. On this date in 1946.
Ah, yes. Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
In 1960.
The New York Yankees became the first Major League Baseball team to...
win...
travel...
without
travel
cheating.
On an airplane.
By plane.
Yes! Do I get something for that?
Absolutely not.
Do I get something?
No, because I was being funny. I could have guessed that.
No, you could not have.
Yes, I could have. I chose not to.
I win. I win birthdays today.
Fine. I'll give it to you.
Yes. What now?
Well, we got to take a break is what now.
Thank you, Steve.
That's it.
Steve, that was so much more fun for birthdays.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So Friday, I went and saw the Isotopes.
Yeah.
D. Gordon, shortstop for the Topes.
Uh-huh.
Incredible. And I'm like, that dude needs to play for the Dodgers because he's ridiculously good. Oh, cool. They called him up Saturday. Boom!
Nice.
Saw him play last night against the Giants for the Dodgers. I was like,
last night.
I called it.
good.
Yeah, Sunday Night Baseball. It was Giants Dodgers.
Oh, on TV.
On television. And it was like, hey, look at that shortstop, D. Gordon. Just Friday, he was an isotope.
Wow.
Called up Saturday. Love it.
Is that how fast it works?
Yeah.
Like, will you just play?
Dude, he played Friday night for us at Isotopes Park. Huh?
Like, for us or
for the Isotopes.
I know, but like, when the Dodgers are like, hey, play for this one game, or like...
No. For the, you know, he's the shortstop for now, because Hanley Ramirez was injured, so he was called up. So Hanley is injured. So I don't know how long he's going to be up there. Dude, he deserves to stay up there. He got up there Saturday and just rocked it, and then yesterday again...
That's cool.
I love D. Gordon. He's amazing. So
that's cool.
Good job there, Topes.
Yep.
And peeps. So anyways, all right. Taking a quick break. Coming right back, we got Vocal Few, some So Save Me, and of course, 7 o'clock hour means...
Mad Lib Monday.
There you go.
That's right.
I'm excited. Steve O'Neill.
Hey, in the morning.
Static.
There are things happening.
All over.
All over.
Every... All over. Day.
Every day. There are things happening every day, and here are a few of them. The road construction. The left lane is closed on Taylor Ranch Drive at La Orilla and Golf Course.
Orilla!
Orilla! And there is more road construction. The left lane is closed at McMahon.
That's right.
Unser. That's how it's spelled. Of course, random construction. Been there forever. Roadways reduced to one lane. Unser at I-40 and... There's construction all the way throughout the rest of Albuquerque. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Making yourself comfortable?
Yeah, there was that big old piece of wood was in my shoe.
Do you have wood chips at your house?
No, which is the weird part.
Is there wood chips at the baseball field thingy?
No, it looks like a piece of a pencil, to be honest.
Why is there a piece of a pencil in your shoe?
Because I fight with pencils, all right? Pencil wars!
Pencil wars. Ooh, we've never... Remember where you're like...
I'm going to throw down.
I'm going to teach you how to...
Like, and we didn't.
Nope.
Man!
I still don't know how to...
We'll have to do that.
War.
Speaking of children's games, coming up in T-minus 14 minutes, Mad Lib Monday.
That's right!
But, dude, I found a great story. What is this?
That was, I'm hungry.
That was the, it's 7:15, so I don't get to tell my great story.
Right.
I had a great story that you'll have to stand by for, because Mitch is hungry.
I'm hungry now. I need to call out some Sopo.
What you gonna do about it?
When they come for you.
It's you being... Thomas Horch, Michael here.
Michael!
People, simultaneous hello.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. I'm waking up.
Right
I'm here.
On. Hey, yeah. That's fantastic. We're here, too!
Did you do anything interesting last night?
Did I do anything interesting last night? It was Sunday evening.
I did. I went to go see the Killers.
Wow, you're a jerk.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, she didn't really care about what you did last night. She just wants to brag about...
I did care up until I found out that you probably didn't go see the Killers by your reaction.
Apparently, how was it?
It was so good.
It was so good?
So
cool.
Good, Michael. It was so good.
That's good. I'm glad. Oh, man, I'm just so happy for you.
Anyway, I got home at like midnight, so now I'm like really tired. So.
Wow. No one cares about your life.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
Man, what did I do that, man? I read the Bible. You know, that's what it was.
There you
but,
go. Boom, Jesus juke.
What did you do on your night off?
Me?
Steven?
Same thing.
You read your Bible?
I actually did.
Booyah. Oh, nice. Okay. High five, bro. Yeah.
Fine.
Boom.
Whatever.
I hung out. Watched some television.
Yeah.
Watch my wife's fantastic TV shows. She just has the best taste in television shows. So wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, and yeah. Then I went to bed because, you know, I knew that I had a show and a job to do and I wanted to be on top of my game this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I went to bed at a decent hour.
I feel like I'm way cooler than you right now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, because you saw the Killers.
Woo!
Good job, you. She needs a lot of coffee, apparently, because she's exhausted.
Well.
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know what I want. Go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I know we need a Stever.
Yes.
Gotcha. Stever, I can do that.
We know we need a sugar-free vanilla Yorkshire Mist.
That's right.
Yorkshire Mist.
Sugar-free
I'm
vanilla.
I'm going to get the largest size iced Americano I can get.
Ooh.
All right. Iced Americano. Gotcha. Yeah. Cuban shots? Do you want Cuban shots?
Meh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
can
cool.
I get that same thing with Cuban shots?
Wow.
That same thing with the iced Americano?
Society, Seth. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Cuban.
All right, buddy.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Guys. We'll
see you soon.
We'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669.
You don't need any caffeine. Are you doing, like, Pilates up in here? Or
doing some calisthenics.
Doing some Zumba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check this out. Lost and Found. That's the name of the game. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio if you have any of these stories. Jerry Prant, Minnesota. He traveled all the way to Fargo, North Dakota on Saturday to retrieve his 1982 high school class ring that he lost 31 years ago.
Gosh, some people really care about that stuff.
Yeah, Greg Olson, he's the owner of Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals out in Fargo, North Dakota, said he found the ring years ago on a metal detecting trip in Minnesota. He said because the ring was not made of a precious metal, he just threw it in the junk box. And then a few weeks ago, as he was going through his stuff for his shop, he noticed there were initials on this class ring. So he called Campbell Tinta High School in Minnesota to see if anybody graduated in 1982 with the initials J.E.P. The school directed him back to Jerry Prant, and Prant met up with Olson on Saturday. Here's the best part. Prant's like, oh, bro, I don't even remember losing my ring.
Yeah, because no one cares about the class ring. That's why I didn't get one.
Dude traveled all the way to Fargo, North Dakota to get it back.
But he didn't even remember losing it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I never had a class ring.
I never had a class ring. I never had a jacket, a Letterman jacket. However, I did have letters.
I had my letters.
And bars.
Yeah.
I had bars.
I have
I'm like,
those.
What do I do with these? I didn't.
Nothing.
I was not going to buy a jacket.
You'd be thrifty and you put them on a sweater.
I'm going to. I still have my letters.
That's totally cool.
I'm
going
to do it.
Yeah.
It's a big M, so it's M for me.
Ah, of course, because it's all about you today. Which
is
exciting.
It is.
Lost and found. You ever lose something and then years ago rediscover it either at, you know, maybe a garage sale.
Or okay.
In storage.
I did lose a bunch of stuff one time, but not because I wanted to.
Does anybody really lose something because they want to, Michelle?
Okay. I'm sorry, Touche. Thank you.
You know.
Good point. Thanks.
Hey, you know what I'd really like to lose right now? Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. I'm going to tell my story.
Okay, go ahead.
Good argument. Thank you.
Wait. Hold on. Jesus Juke. Because if you lose your life for my sake, then you will find it. So then
lose
people do want to lose something.
It.
They want to lose their lives because then they gain eternity. Michael's better at Jesus Jukes than
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you should probably work on that.
Jesus Juke! I tried. Didn't work out.
No. So, when I was little, I used to pack up like all my winter stuff during summer just so I'd have room in my closet.
Right.
And I just put it in trash bags and like mark that it was like, put my initials on it, that's mine. Put it away for the season. And one time I did that, except my mom didn't see that my initials were there.
Uh-huh.
And she gave it all to Goodwill. So I had I don't know why I had so many stuffed animals, but I had a lot of stuffed animals, and all of my winter clothes were given to Goodwill, and I cried for about 30 minutes.
Wow, I'm crying right now.
Is the story so boring? But here's the problem. You weren't even listening.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime in. You ever lose something and years later rediscover it, find it? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Made it this. 21 Pilots.
Migraine.
Yeah. Yeah. So apropos.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, I used a big word.
You did.
It's time to get out your big word dictionary because it's, you know, that time.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa.
Don't wish it were Sunday.
Good job. Yeah, you're even doing more work. Okay, that's good. That's good. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I've got a good one today.
Yeah?
I've got a feeling about this one.
I got a feeling. Woo-hoo.
Wow. 505-338-3700. That's a phone number. 338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need your help. I'm looking for a noun. I'm looking for an adjective. Famous person.
In case you didn't know, we do this every single Monday.
7:30, we throw down some Mad Libs, and I know, it's getting close to the end of school. You gotta study, you gotta get ready.
But we're helping you out.
You don't have time for us.
This is grammar, yo.
Yeah, right?
Is it grammar?
Grammar. It's like, get a dictionary. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Because we're going to be here until we actually get this thing filled out.
Yeah, so you better just call us and get this over with.
It's Monday. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I kind of like this day. It's kind of overcast.
Yeah, it's a good week. We're getting around up for Spring Bling coming up.
Spring Bling 2013.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our Spring Bling. It is your opportunity to partner with us, to come alongside the ministry, to financially support us. We're listener supported.
Mm-hmm.
We could use the help. Static.
Hey guys, so it's Sad Live Monday. What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
A noun? Well,
a good noun.
Give me a good
one. A good noun.
I don't want to hear dog or cat.
This is pressure. Let's see. Screwdriver.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for the
call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Static.
What's up?
What's up?
What do you mean?
I need a noun.
How about an adjective?
Okay.
Why? Okay.
Tell you what, I'll give you a noun. I'll give you a noun.
Okay, and then how about this? If you give me a really clever noun, you can do an adjective as well.
Alright. Well, dang, now you're putting me on the spot.
Okay.
Giving me some pressure.
Sorry. I just played 21 Pilots. Come on, you should be like right as rain.
Yeah.
For
dude,
life.
I just got in the van.
Oh, you just missed Migraine.
Yeah.
It was a song that played like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, man. Well, what a waste.
I know.
Seriously, because you're the only one that likes it.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding. We love you, TJ.
How about, you know what? I'm drawing a blank on my nouns. How about a booger?
All right.
Okay, and adjective?
Biscuitous.
Of course, biscuitous. Yes, I still don't know what that means.
This is it's biscuitous, you know? It's like really biscuity.
Biscuity? It's like flaky?
Just
flaky?
Because like fat and big boned are so like either politically incorrect or old school or just like lame.
Right.
Biscuitous.
Biscuitous. Ah, yes. So chubby.
There we go.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
CJ.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I need a famous person.
A famous person. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate famous person.
Morgan Freeman works. I like that. Thanks, man.
All right, no problem. See you.
All right, later. Static.
This is Mark Wiggins. Good morning.
Wiggins! What is up, Mark Wiggins?
That call was biscuitous.
Ah, yes.
Whatever it means.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Dude.
What do you need?
I need another famous person.
Another famous person. Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington. Why not?
Who is it?
Dude, wow.
I don't even know who that is.
That's...
Peanuts. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So much for my famous person.
Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's famous.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a history class?
Yeah, obviously.
I fell asleep every day.
Booker T.
I'm old. I kind of lived in WWE. History.
He was on WWE. Can you dig it? And he was like, and
yes,
flames came up when he came
out. Bob the Builder.
It was Booker T.
I think it's a different Booker T.
Ooh, and he like wrestled, and he was in the WWE.
Are you talking about Mr. T?
Okay, then I'll change it to CC DeVille.
Who is that?
He's really? That stupid-looking guitar player for that 80s band Poison.
Poison. He was in Poison.
Oh,
CC DeVille.
I wouldn't have known his name.
CC, pick up that guitar and talk to me. Anyways, okay.
All right, one of those.
All right, cool. Thanks, buddy.
Try T-Cast. Good morning. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
All right. Come on, CC DeVille.
Of course.
Poison. Some good solos there, bruh.
Yeah.
Static.
What kind of word do I need?
Noun.
Noun? Yeah. How about porcupine?
Of course.
Porcupine.
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 Nah, I'm just going to spell it however I want. Thanks. Thanks for the call. This really tests my spelling.
Yeah, I know.
Static.
Ordinate.
I need a plural noun.
Chickens.
Of course.
So many animals.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're doing great.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That should be the next one because the next one I need is an exclamation.
Yes.
So it should be, you're doing great. Actually, it should just be, static.
No. No.
Because I keep telling, you know, this morning a guy called and said
Pacow!
I had to just yell.
How about that? Pacow.
Pacow?
Yeah.
That's the exclamation?
Yes.
Let's see what this person says. Static.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what do you need?
I need an exclamation.
exclamation. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Pacow!
Yeah, pacow's easier to spell.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go that route. Thanks for the call. All right. Static.
Good morning.
Hello.
What y'all need?
I need a noun.
How about my Switchfoot CD?
Switchfoot CD. All right. That works.
Really descriptive.
That was really descriptive.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thanks for
it really
up.
Happened.
Thanks for hanging up. Static.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi. Hi. Is this the Sisters 3?
Huh? Yeah,
sounds,
yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, sisters. This is perfect.
You're always in a car.
I need a plural noun, so that works
toenails.
Out.
Toenails.
Toenails. Toenails. Okay.
That's good.
Toenails
good job.
Works.
Bye-bye.
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 Wow. Static. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Hi.
Nope.
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Dainty.
Dainty?
Yeah.
That's a good word. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That caller had
sweet,
my heart.
That just melted me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That was seriously the cutest little voice I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Dainty.
Dainty.
Because that's what they hear all the time. Oh,
you're
look
so
at that dainty little voice.
Dainty.
Oh, so sweet. 505-338-3700. I still need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need 6 more. I got a long one today. No, you're not allowed to read it.
Okay.
Not allowed to read it?
Whoa.
That's not how this works.
Dang. 505-338-3700. Call us.
I need a boring one, so I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, cool.
Type of food.
Mm.
Plural.
Sushis. Sushi.
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 Really?
Sashimis.
I'm
going to
put sushis.
Sushis.
Sushis. Static.
Hello?
Hi.
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 What are you looking for?
I need a type of liquid.
Urine.
Really?
That's all I can think of.
Thank you.
Well, at least you're honest.
I'm so glad you're honest.
Oh, man. And here I thought, oh, this is a sweet, young-sounding voice. At least we won't get, like,
urine.
Pee or urine. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Static.
What's my word?
Noun.
A noun. Earwax.
Earwax.
I like that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that. All right.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Give us a call. We just need a couple more. Static. Hello.
Aiden.
I need an adjective.
Piratey.
Piratey?
What? Is that describing?
Why not? A piratey?
You're looking quite piratey today.
Piratey.
Maybe like you stole everything.
I'm going to put it on there.
Or like Jack Sparrow.
I don't even know if that's what he said, but that will turn that into an
what
adjective.
What else could that have been? Piratey?
Well, you're looking very piratey today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are
you going to the mall today? That's what I was going to ask you.
Oh.
Yes. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you need?
I need an adverb.
Slimy.
I guess.
Slimily.
All right, now I want you to tell me the first number that comes off the top of your head. Ready, go.
What?
I need a number. Any number.
Oh.
From 1 to a gajillion.
1,000.
4,000. Okay.
Thanks, Vanellope.
Yeah. All right, there it is. And with that, we're ready to roll. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. Excited. It's Mad Lib Monday.
It is.
Thanks to everybody who called in, by the way. It's a good one, I think. History of a famous invention.
Okay, I'm ready.
The first electric booger was invented in 1904 by a biscuitous young man named Morgan Freeman. He and his brother, Booker T. Washington, ran a small porcupine repair shop, and in their spare time, they studied chickens. When they started work on their invention, everyone said, "Pacow! You'll never get it off the Switchfoot CD." But they built a dainty model out of old toenails and a used screwdriver. The model worked fine, and in 10 minutes, it toasted 24 slices of sushis. It also used up to 2 gallons of urine an hour. And the top converted into an earwax. They sold the patent to a piratey millionaire for $4,000 and lived slimily ever after.
Ding!
That's right. There you go. Thanks to everybody.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. And Booker T. Washington. They're brothers.
They had to stay quite hydrated.
Which works out, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does work out. And they had to stay hydrated because 2 gallons of urine in
an hour. Yeah. That's crazy, but it converted it to earwax, so that's
interesting.
Good. It's a good invention right there. Thanks to everybody who called in. Amazing. Hey, today, 9 o'clock, cover to cover. We're an hour and 15 minutes away from that. We should probably get on the voting for that one. Yeah. We'll do that
cover
here soon.
Cover.
Yeah. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back over the ocean and more of this. Steve on Mitch.
Good morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys, the best. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Hey!
Steve on Mitch hanging out with you. We are less than an hour away from cover to cover. It's coming up at 9, and we've got a good one!
It's been a fast morning.
It has. We've got a great record. Great, great record.
We do. Go ahead and talk about it.
We're going to be doing Citizens this morning. I love these guys, dude.
We were going to give you an option, but then we thought, why would we do that when we have this album?
We've never done this album before, Citizens, from Marcel Music, and they're actually partnering with us.
They are.
For our fundraiser, coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so woo-hoo! If you listen to the record this morning and love it, hang on, because we're going to be doing something very cool with these guys, and this record particularly, and we'll talk more about that coming up Wednesday for Spring Bling, but yeah, Citizens, cover to cover, coming up 9 o'clock. And I can't wait. I can't wait till Spring Bling.
Me either.
Our 3-day fundraiser to help keep this ministry doing the things we love to do, rocking the shows we love to do, and getting out in the community. It's been fun getting out, getting to go to different high schools and hang out with the kids and give away some prom tickets and do events like prom. We got our birthday party coming up in June with House of Heroes and Come Wind. That's going to be very exciting. And yeah, lots more to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we get to be here for all of it. And
yes,
the studio cam will be on, and then you get to look at it. And
make fun of my hair, apparently.
Yes. Okay, can I say something that I've been thinking all morning that I haven't said out loud?
I don't know. Can
you? You have some crazy flock of seagulls hair right now.
It's called bedhead. This is how I woke up. And I was like, oh, crap, I gotta be at the station in 15 minutes.
Ryan's actually on the studio cam, and he says, love the hair this AM.
Thanks, bro. It's one of those deodorant days. That's what I like to call deodorant days, where you wake up and jump out of bed.
Did you deodorize your breath?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You deodorize your underarms and your teethers. And that's it, bro. And then you're out.
You really have flock seagulls hair. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it next to a flock seagull.
I did also change my underwear, so... It's very important.
Doesn't that often happen?
Yes, does not often happen. That's right.
But this morning it happened.
It happened this morning. So.
Or last night, or...
You know, we're family here, let's be honest.
It's true.
We're all friends.
It's true.
Hey, I was reading this story, and good old technology. It's doing some funky things. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
You were at a concert last night.
I was.
You saw The Killers and Cake and Bad Religion and all these other bands.
Shiny Toy Guns.
Shiny was there.
Yeah. There were some other bands that I didn't know about, but I'd also, when they were done, I'm like, wow, glad I don't know about them.
Were you parched at all last night?
Oh my gosh, yes, because water was $5.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, I'll just, you know what? I thanked God for you because you gave me... Big League Chew.
I did.
And that, like, just kept
also
me.
The tickets. Go ahead. Keep saying things that I gave you. Say what else.
Well.
I'm just kidding. That's it.
That was it. The tickets and the Big League Chew. But mostly I was thankful for the Big League Chew.
Yeah. Because it kept your mouth salivated?
Yes.
So that you just kept drinking your spit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
I'm super dehydrated right now because it was like sunny and then it'd start raining and then it'd be sunny again. So I felt like I was on a roller coaster of weather. Anyway, I was at a concert last night.
Well, this does and doesn't help with thirsty music goers because, in case you didn't know, alcohol does not help you with hydration.
No, it does not.
But thirsty music festival goers in South Africa this summer getting upgraded in the beer line, if you will.
In South Africa?
Yes, South Africa.
Okay.
Here's what's crazy to me. This is happening in South Africa. This is real.
You know, in South Africa, it's not like other parts of Africa that you're imagining.
During August's Opie Copy? I don't know, a music festival. Attendees can order brews from their phones.
Oh, wow.
To be delivered to the campsite by drones.
No way.
This is not a joke. These beer-equipped drones will swoop down and deliver beer via parachute to the appropriate customer via a GPS grid.
Okay.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't like beer.
Yeah.
I don't. But I would order one just to see that happen.
This is... Well, this is... I'm sure you could probably order bottled water because it's like a festival, right?
Okay.
I don't know. It says beer drones.
There's specifying beer.
Right, exactly. And it says a beer drone. But imagine this. You're at a show. You can jump on your phone. You can... and say, hey, I'd like a brew or I'd like water or I'd like whatever. Got some nachos maybe. I don't know if they're nacho drones.
Can you imagine?
Nacho drones.
Nacho drones.
But they do have beer drones. So the organizers say these beer drones... They are hand-guided. In the future, they'll be able to fly on a GPS grid, so they're still, like, working out the kinks of the GPS. But,
I just imagine nachos spilling on people.
Like, dude, this is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I guess this isn't the first time this has happened. San Francisco-based research lab developed a burrito-dropping drone, which would have been great yesterday for Edgefest. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Hello.
I know.
A burrito-dropping drone?
Or
are
some
you kidding
enchiladas?
Me? I'm just saying. I don't know that I would ever actually do this because it's bad enough when you're like at, we were at Isotopes game on Friday and you know, you've got like the cotton candy guy and you're like, hey, hey, cotton candy guy. And then the cotton candy guy comes and it's like, okay, so then I got to hand a 20 and then it's go do, 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 do. And you don't know who these people are sitting next to you.
Pay with your card.
You don't pay with your card when you're sitting down at the ball game.
I'm saying with the drones, it'd be like,
yeah, I know.
Oh, no,
but
you don't.
Gotta, like, you
on
gotta
your phone.
Pass the cache. Yeah, you pass the cache, do down to the people, and then they hand you the, and then 17 people touch your cotton candy
gross.
On the way to you.
That's
like,
disgusting.
Awesome.
I've never thought of that because I've never had to do that.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
so,
you're not allowed to eat that, son. Sorry.
So at least these drones, but here's the scary part. You're gonna pay for something through your phone now, and it's gonna, through GPS, go, okay, pinpoint your location. But let's be honest, GPS doesn't exactly pinpoint your location.
No.
You're like in the general vicinity. So then this beer drone's going to fly over this area. And
me! Wait!
Like, hey!
Wait!
C-3PO! right here! 3PO!
Wrong
Where
could person!
He be? 3PO! Yeah, and you're screaming for C-3PO. And then all of a sudden this parachuting beer, and you're like, that was $9? $9! And it's going to the wrong guy.
Don't let it hit the ground!
I'm just saying, this sounds like a terrible idea and or a way to start new fights at concerts.
What, that? But I think we're imagining that we're going to be like sitting on the on the lawn as I was last night.
Right.
Or like in some random chair, but maybe it like drops it off like at a like specific station.
Ooh, maybe. See, that's
helping
a little,
them.
Well, no.
Station.
The
and
point
then,
is to where you don't have
like,
to leave your seat, though. That would make no sense, because then you're like, hey, I got to go to this station and pick up my drink.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm telling you, I think scientists are just messing with everybody that's at concerts because they were picked on by these people, and now they're really intelligent. They're like, I got an idea. We're going to get a GPS drone. It's going to drop beer off to all these frat guys, only it's going to, like, sway in the wind, and it's going to go to the wrong guy. We're going to start so many fights. This is a great idea, everybody. And then they went back to, like, making nerdy science things. It's pretty great,
that
if
could
you
happen.
Think about it. Those guys are geniuses.
They really are.
Well, yeah, no, they really are. They went to school for it, so they really actually are. I don't know. Would you use a robot to serve you food or anything?
Yes.
Really?
Just to say that I've done it.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a convenience fee?
I'm sure there is. They're robots.
Like a $4.50 convenience fee. I'm like, I just paid $13 for this drink. Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to have inebriated people trying to catch things out of the sky. You know, and like, I don't know, I kind of picture it as like the bridesmaids going for the, you know, the bouquet or whatever. It's mine.
Hilarious.
How are you gonna prove it, though, you know?
Right. See, and that's the thing. The drone doesn't, like, fly over to you. C-3PO isn't really the guy.
He just parachutes.
R2-D2 doesn't show up at, help you
do you
out
have
there.
To return the parachute?
What if two guys ordered the same thing at the same time?
In the same general area? I'm telling you.
Bad idea.
It's not going to happen.
Thanks for the call, man.
Bye.
All right.
And what if, like, while you're waiting, you happen to move just a little bit?
Well, you're not supposed to move. You have to stand in that location. Here's what's scary is the technology is to where you can now order a drink or something from a robot that will fly over to your general GPS location, find you, and deliver
somehow, like,
you
air paths, like
beer.
Airplanes.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is seriously ridiculous.
I feel like
my phone is like the CIA.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of air traffic jams and crashes. And if they do start serving things like nachos, watch out. That's going to be some hot cheese all over your head.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. What do you think? Beer drones for now. I'm sure they can serve anything else.
Yeah, but that's what they're calling them.
Yeah.
Beer drones.
I don't know.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
There are things happening in and around Albuquerque.
Yeah.
There are two lanes closed, Candelaria between I-25 University and Carlisle, as well as construction on Unser and I-40 reduced to one lane there. The right lane is closed on Wantabo, north at Southern. And left lane is closed at McMahon and Unser, and that's your left look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 338-3669. That's 338-3669. And hey, local businesses, if you are looking to grow your business, check this out. You can support us.
Ooh.
We're looking for traffic sponsors right now, and we're going to be pushing that during Spring Bling, our 3-day fundraiser. We're a listener-supported station. We're non-commercial. You could support this here station.
Do it.
Good way to do it. Sponsor traffic.
Traffic.
For more information on that, you can check out mystaticradio.com.
Hey.
And there you go. Maybe we can get some of these drones to sponsor us.
Ooh.
They can do sticker stops for us. They can just GPS around town and drop off like a cool decal.
Like to the person
to
work?
To the person at work who wants like a static,
awesome.
Static decal.
That's a legitimate idea.
Yep.
Write that one down.
I'm going to.
Okay, good.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about these new beer drones. That's what they're called. Really not creative on the name.
Nope.
They're creative in idea and design. Thirsty music festival goers in South Africa this summer are going to get the first taste. Huh?
Of these taste.
Drones. During the Oppie Copy. I'm going to call it the Oppie Copy.
Oppie Copies.
Music festival.
Pretty close.
Attendees can order beers or beverages from their phones to be delivered to the event's campsite. These beer-equipped drones will swoop down and deliver your drink via parachute to the appropriate customer. The organizers say these drones are now hand-guided. They're going to be able to fly on a GPS grid in the near future. It's not the first time, I guess. San Francisco has a research lab that developed a burrito-dropping drone. So, not the first time, but dude, I just can't imagine. Here's the thing. First of all, these drones better fly in a straight path because imagine, like, you're already worried at an outdoor festival of birds and random droppings. Imagine being at a festival and you're like, this is exciting, yeah! And then all of a sudden you get little beer spilt on you from above.
Right! You're like, oh,
bro! Great! Now I can't go home because my mom's going to think I've been drinking.
Right.
Because I smell like beer.
And that's just not
the
case.
I'm at a music festival.
Okay, if you're at a music festival, you already smell like other things too.
Yeah, this is true.
Like yesterday, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I came home, I'm like, ooh, I do not smell like legal anything right now.
Did you go see Dave Matthews Band or what?
I might as well have.
Yeah, yeah.
I might as well have.
Good job, Edgefest.
Thanks, Edgefest.
So, drones, 505-338-3700. What's a good old Bill Peterson have to say? Oh, you can't tell me that because you're rocking some Facebook action there.
He says, it scares me to think if the beer drone thing is successful, the next step will be a porta potty drone.
Oh,
I had to use one of those yesterday.
Oh, a porta potty drone. I'm like,
a porta potty drone? Yeah, they delivered it to
me. It'd be like, they kind of look like
they do.
Droids.
Like they should be walking.
They just need legs.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Gross.
That's nasty. So, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Technology is getting out of hand. Of course, I say that, but I would be the first to be calling that thing in for, like, backup water. Hey, bro, it's like 90 degrees. Go ahead. Even if you spill it, just make sure you spill it on this GPS location to where it's over my head because it's a little warm outside.
Yeah.
Was it hot yesterday? How was the show?
It was actually, it was kind of bipolar weather.
It was kind of, well, it's New Mexico weather.
Yeah, so okay. I got perfect. There and I'm like, hey, this isn't too bad. And then the sun came out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. It's so hot. And then it started raining.
Oh, cool. Good. So, there you go. Static.
What up?
What up?
So I also the whole beer, food, drink, drone thing.
Yeah,
I'm a technology buff. But as soon as y'all started talking about porta potty drones, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, talking about getting a little beer spilled on you, man. That's not right.
That's
man.
Nasty, and then you're sticky, and it's gross, and yeah, no thanks.
Better come home after that one.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I think because this concert is so fresh in my mind, I'm like thinking about these people being on a lawn. Like they're already, who decided to serve alcohol on a lawn that's like at a very steep slant?
Right. Dude, Nico's here with donuts.
Nico? What the
we
heck?
Got a donut drone.
What the heck? We got
yes.
a donut drone. His name is Nico. What's
drone
up?
Nuts.
What's up?
Dude, Nico, get over here. Intern Nico, kicking it with
what
us in the studio now.
He's our donut drone.
He's our donut drone.
Hello.
Dee.
Have you been listening this morning?
I was listening a little on my way over here, something about beer drones.
Yeah. Beer drones.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so
I know you're excited,
so these,
high schooler.
These drones will, you order your drink from your phone, and then these drones get your exact GPS location, and then fly it to you.
Fly
via
to you.
Airways,
parachute it to you.
Air.
Seriously, it's happening in South Africa right now for a big music festival, not here in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
JD had a great point about New Mexico.
He says, so the problem I have with the beer drones is that they fly over your location and drop it off attached to a parachute. We're in New Mexico. All it takes is a slight breeze and another one gets my paid order.
Right.
Very true. Yeah.
Exactly. And nobody's going to like be kind and say, oh, sorry, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And yesterday while I was there, the wind picked up and then all of a sudden I have dirt in my eyes. And I didn't even know where the dirt came from.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Like,
think about that. All the dirt that's flying around.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, cool. Hey, the one thing that's been missing about my drink is all the particles in the air.
But don't worry,
so,
I have it now.
Thank you.
It's cool. Thank
it's
you.
It's all a nice little mixture of awesome.
But
so, thank
maybe
you for
it comes
this
in
concoction.
A bottle. Maybe it has to come in a bottle and not like an open container.
Yeah, but then who carries around like with them everywhere they go?
Everyone. Phone lines are blowing up.
Oh, okay. There you go. 505-338-3700. Static.
You know, what is everybody supposed to do with the parachutes?
Right.
That's what I asked. I said that earlier.
Yeah.
Do they return
them?
Do
give
they
them back? Do you? I don't know.
That's another cost added to your drink.
What
if you're claustrophobic and you don't know what's coming and it lands on your head and you're like, you're like in a sheet?
That'd be some pretty accurate GPS if it landed on your head.
Let's face it. If those things aren't good parachutes, you're going to have a broken drink.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if the guy next to you grabs his drink or whatever and the parachute lands on you, you know, I'd be kind of mad.
Yeah. True story. True story. Bye, guys. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
On Facebook, TG says, I was in a porta potty that looked like it was dropped from a drone.
Yep, pretty much. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Branches. Song's called a helicopter. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh.
You could just drop it from a helicopter. Yeah, not safe. Okay, fine. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Brett Netter. Devil's gotta earn.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
8:38, and now we are 22 minutes away from Cover to Cover with Citizens.
It's going to be so good.
I'm really excited. We had a chance to talk to Zach, the frontman of Citizens, a while back about the new record, about everything going on with the band, with Mars Hill Music.
Their heart.
Yeah.
For this is so amazing.
It's incredible.
I love just listening to them talk and see what their vision behind everything is and knowing that they really are Christ-centered. It's so good.
Our big fundraiser coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mars Hill Music and Citizens having a hand in it. Mm-hmm. They're going to be helping us out, and we'll talk more about how that affects you, impacts you as far as giving, and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Really exciting stuff. So we'll talk about that. Coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our 3-day fundraiser. In fact, you can start. Donations
now.
Have been coming in now.
We've had a few.
Spring Bling. Yeah.
And for a few of those people who have given, we have had comments, feedback.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to read.
Yeah, it's very cool to read what the station is doing, whether it's the morning show, Shock Therapy Live, Static U, our hip-hop show. We've already had $531.76 donated.
It's always that odd percentage.
I love it.
Or cents.
Yeah. You can give now at mystaticradio.com for Spring Bling. And again, we're going to hit it hard Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, our 3-day fundraiser. Every penny that you donate now goes towards the fundraiser, but I'm really excited. Over $500 already donated to Static Radio. That's cool.
Every pretty cool.
dollar helps us continue to be a light in this community and throughout the state of New Mexico on our different translators. We've had many emails come in from Portales and different places saying, hey, man, what's going on? When are you going to? And the answer is...
And then some,
is,
like, really, like... push emails like, hey, you guys need to do this.
Yeah, and the good news is all you have to do, donate, and we get to see what different areas. Las Cruces, we've got some great contributors there. We were able to raise the power to 100%. The engineers were able to go out there because it's not free, equipment and all this. And now Las Cruces at full power.
Woo!
We've heard testimony from different people saying, I can hear it throughout the entire city of Las Cruces now. Yes! And it's all because of your donations. We're able to broaden the horizons that is the Static airwaves. Static!
Mountains!
What?
What's up?
All the way!
Woo!
Yeah! Woo! Oh my gosh!
Yes. Yosh!
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling better than I've ever felt before.
All right.
Like a pretty big statement.
Yoshi, welcome to the Static Radio morning show known as Steve-O and Mitch. It has been some time. Tell us what you're up to.
Oh my gosh. We've come that close to the future?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What was that? Was that your drone?
Was that a drone?
Yeah, that was my phone, definitely.
No, drone.
Stop it!
Oh, dude. See, phones are taking over.
Okay, well, in this case, I'd say I'll be seeing you guys a lot more because I just finished high school.
Wow.
All grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to let you guys know. Because now I have time to go say hi.
Oh, that's good. That's what we needed.
Yep.
Yeah. Or, just walk in there, hug you guys, leave.
So, that's cool. That's not creepy at all.
At all.
I love it. All right, Yosh, can we play a song for you?
Yes.
It's not Matthew.
like just, yes.
But he loves music.
Okay, that works too.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know. What do you have?
Oh,
oh my
lots.
Gosh, we have
bro,
like,
so
lot
much.
Of music.
Just lots.
So good.
Much. Just so much.
It's so good.
We're going to play Philip Phillips. Gone.
For you.
Surprise me.
Okay. It's going to happen. Except I can't surprise you. I just told you. Well, I just told you. So, there you go.
So, facebook.com/mystaticradio because we're talking about drones.
The drone. Static.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
I have a question for you about these drones.
Uh-oh.
Of course you do.
Be careful, Dad. Be so careful.
Well, now, if you call in on your phone for the beer, how do they know you're a legal age to drink?
Ooh.
Dad, you're a thinker.
Boom.
Thank you, Dad. That's a really good question.
You are such a responsible human being. I have no idea. I assume that you probably have to get an account and maybe... but you're right.
There you go.
Rest my case on that. How about a little Johnny Cash for your day?
Okay, just because you made a good point.
Johnny
Y'all
Cash.
Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Love you.
Love that guy. That guy helped, make you.
He did.
That's pretty great.
One half of that.
Thank you. That dude's awesome. Did you know that?
Yeah,
He's smart too. I didn't even think about this. Just joining us, some festival goers in South Africa this summer will be test bunnies, guinea pigs, if you will.
In South Africa.
New guinea pigs. You see? Okay. Oppie Coffee Music Festival. These attendees can order beer from their phones to be delivered to the campsite. The beer-equipped drones swoop down, deliver beer via parachute to the appropriate customer. The organizers say the beer drones are now hand-guided, but in the future, they're going to fly on a GPS grid. So, I guess this isn't the first time someone's thought of this concept. Last year, San Francisco-based research lab developed a burrito-dropping drone.
Okay, that's a lot easier because you don't need to be ID'd.
When I'm rocking burritos, I'm dropping as well. So,
gross.
I just...
Wait, what are you dropping? I was confused. What
dollars, because it's so expensive. Burritos are really expensive in the economy. That's what I was talking about.
Right.
So, burrito drones and or beer drones. But your dad just brought up a really good point. How do these beer drones know you're old enough? Well, I mean, if they know your GPS location, I'm pretty sure they can pinpoint who you are.
Maybe.
Your age.
The only thing I can think of is, like, take a picture of your license, which is... not safe, but you also have the app with your bank where you could take a picture of your check and...
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't ever have to go to the bank. You
deposit
can deposit
your check
a check
from your phone.
By taking a photo of the front and the back, making sure you sign it. And
so maybe that's possible, but how do you verify that it's real? Because, like, they have to, like look at it and make sure that the seal is correct.
Yeah, and what's to stop some dumb 24-year-old from being like, hey!
Let me borrow your ID!
I'll rock your beer! Why would he need to borrow the ID? I'm just saying some 24-year-old who would buy the underage kid's beer.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, check it out, I'm cool now!
That can happen now.
Look,
it still happens.
I'm contributing to idiocy.
Well, yeah, they do that anyway.
Right, no, I know. But I'd probably make it a lot easier. Come on, droids! Man, these are not the droids we're looking for.
Drones is the word we're looking for.
Okay.
You can say droid as well.
I know.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. So TJ was just funny. He says, I was in a porta potty that looked like it was dropped from a drone.
Yeah, dude.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Jed says, Mountain Dew drone is what I need. And Nicole says, I have no words.
Yeah, except you did. You had four.
Well, after that.
Right.
Thebe says, armrest tap, charged by the ounce to your card. Go ahead, make billions. Tell them Thebe sent you. There you go.
Yeah.
Kyle says, Skynet bought by Budweiser?
Right! I'm just saying! The end is nigh! The end is nigh. Beer drones, next up, we've got crazy robots taking over the world with their laser guns!
Okay, yeah. It's scary, I get it. Travo says, I guess my question is, are the beverages being transported in open containers? Sounds like a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Would they be arrested? Could the drones be arrested? Because it's illegal to have an open container when you're driving.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm.
Or are they above the law?
Ooh, see? Skynet, again.
Above the law.
It's coming to an end. It's all going downhill.
Jerry says, awesome, so long as they don't spill the beverage on you.
Right, see, that's a thing. Yeah.
I imagine so much.
I agree with the rescue mission.
It says, how lazy are we getting anymore, and what kind of person needs that kind of service?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, this concert is crazy. I just don't have the will to walk 19 feet and stand in a line for a beverage.
Just so you know, I was not drinking or doing anything illegal
last night.
And walking to go look for food was very difficult because you have to walk down the hill, which
that's
is
true.
And I don't know how those people
you have to walk down
a
hill.
Well, hold on, let me finish.
At least 30 feet.
The entire time, there's like random, like, it's not like a smooth hill, it's like crazy, like potholes, or not potholes, but like divots.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I don't know how people who were drinking, who were inebriated, we're walking up and down that hill.
It's a pretty, like, steep slope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've seen some people fall, like, bail on
me
that
too.
Hill.
Me too. I saw a few people last night do that. But it was kind of far for food.
Yeah. Okay. Still.
Some service, yo. So
I think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. We are 12 minutes away from cover to cover with Citizens. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But first, your final look at traffic.
Still, that construction work on Unser and I-40, it'll probably be there forever. Two lanes are closed, Candelaria, between I-25, University, and Carlisle. And left lane is closed on Taylor Ranch at La Orilla Road and Golf Course. Practicing my Spanish.
There you go.
Orilla.
Orilla!
Orilla! And then the right lane is closed, Alameda East at Jefferson, and that's your look at traffic.
Phone number to Solomon's Porch.
505.
Who sponsors traffic? 338-3669. That's 338-3669. Thanks to Solomon's Porch for sponsoring traffic for us. Hey, if you'd like to be a sponsor of traffic, get to mystaticradio.com. Static Spring Bling going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're listener supported. We're non-commercial. Best news for you guys out there who own local businesses, tax deductible. Your donations.
It's true.
Yeah. Good news for all. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. Got to take a quick break. Coming back cover to cover with Citizens. We'll talk about how we are teaming up with those guys this week for our fundraiser. That's coming up next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.